It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Raccoon stuck upside down in a sewer grate gets rescued by his buns.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Want.
Well, that's just it. It's hard to say. Which one do you want? What do I want? I want to eat.
I don't want to run.
But then what happens is the person comes back. As soon as they get back, you play rock, paper, scissors again. Now, if the person who was just eating lost, now they have to run.
Oh.
And the other person sits down and eats. And you just play it over and over until all the food's gone.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Now, I've seen where it's like the person eating the food will get like five or six in a row. And they just keep eating.
Also, yeah, either and way then, is actually really hard because then, if you think about it, running and then you're out of breath and you're trying to eat is also difficult. Yeah, it's
and
either
then
way.
That person loses on like the sixth time.
Oh, man.
And they go to try to run and they're just like, oh.
The whole key is the way to make it so that it's sort of fair is the fact that the person whoever's eating has to really like try to stuff it in there,
yes,
right?
Yeah, they're supposed to. That is the rule. You're supposed to gorge yourself.
Right, yeah.
With the food.
Oh, my gosh.
Just chow down as much as you can, like in a, you know, competitive eating
and type. Then the first one to throw up loses.
That, you know, I haven't seen that being the outcome, but it certainly could be.
And then you keep going. I'm watching one right now. You keep going till the food's gone. Yeah, this guy's struggling because he was running, and now he's eating, and he's like, you can see that his mouth is full, and then he loses and has to run, and it's just, yeah, it's not great.
Steve, you want to play?
How much food are we talking here?
I'll play. You could probably do like these people are doing like a bunch of fries, a great big cheeseburger. This woman's now lost like six times in a row. She has to run. He's actually going to throw up.
It is. I don't know why it's entertaining, but it is entertaining.
Because I can't decide which one is worse.
Right. Yeah, it's just that thing. And then when you get on a streak one way or the other, It's entertaining. You were just like, oh, they lost again.
Yeah.
Oh, they're running again.
Yeah.
I do think you need a third person being there, just being like, come on, eat faster.
Sort of a coach.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Sort of an officiant.
Yeah. So you can't cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll volunteer for that.
You want to be the ref, Kevin?
You and Jay eat and run.
Eat and run
tomorrow on the show. Okay.
What are we eating? Where are you eating? What do you eating?
I don't know. We'll just bring in something. What about pizza? Would pizza be good?
I mean, it would work. It would be terrible, but yeah, I think it would work.
Why don't we just do this on the boat? That seems great, doesn't it?
Do it on the cruise. What a great idea, Steve. Yeah, that would work great because I'm the DJ, so I have the mic, so I could do all the cheering you guys on and
run
then
around
and Jay
the,
just do it on the boat.
Yeah, we could run around the whatever that is where the bar is, and the captain, I think, is in that area. We could just run around that, is what you're saying.
Sure. Yeah.
Wherever you want to run.
That'd be terrible.
We could even swim.
No.
Well, you got to wait 30 minutes, I guess. So.
That's right, after you eat. Don't want to get cramps.
Yeah, that's a very difficult challenge. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, never mind. I don't think I want to do it.
Yeah, you're out. Yeah, cancels out.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson are in the... What's the name of that movie?
I do not know.
Steve, is it Fly Me to the Moon?
Fly Me to the Moon.
That's wrong.
I think that's the name of it.
It is, yeah.
Kevin James.
I have not heard of this movie. I'm now looking at it. And it's got some stars in it.
Yeah, Channing Tatum, Scarlett Johansson.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I mean, just to name a few. Final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
If you like pina coladas, today is your day.
Really?
It is National Pina Colada Day.
No way. I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Bang, bang, bang. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. You know
is
that song,
Steve? Is
this
a great love song or not?
Do you like pina colada?
Is it a great love song?
I mean, because it starts out, he's tired of his lady. He puts an ad out that he's looking for this, and then she's looking for this, and then they meet up, and it's the person that's the people that are together.
I don't remember that part, Kevin. I guess I didn't really pay that much attention.
Did you think it was just a breakup?
I don't remember.
He's tired of his lady.
Okay.
They've been together too long.
Been together too long, right? Mm-hmm. Like a worn-out recording. Oh, favorite song. Yeah, I remember that part now. Of a favorite song. I guess I never paid attention to the story. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. Oh, so she wrote to the paper, and then he answered it?
If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. Caught in the rain. Not into yoga. If you're not.
You have half a brain. No, half, that's good. If you'd like making love at midnight. Whoa. In the dunes on the Cape.
Then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape.
Wow. Terrible story.
Then he's like, I don't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady had fallen into the same old dull routine.
Wow, I guess I did not paid attention to
so
that
So I
song.
Wrote the paper, I took out a personal ad and thought, I'm nobody's poet.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't half bad. If you like pina colada, getting caught in the rain, I'm not much into health food.
Oh.
I am into champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through all this red tape at a bar called O'Malley's.
Right.
Where we'll plan our escape. What a... So I
waited with high hopes. Yeah,
waiting
happened?
For this new lady. In the place. I knew a smile in an
instant. I knew the curl of her face. Yeah, it's a terrible song.
It was my own lovely lady, and she said,
it's a terrible,
oh,
terrible story.
It's you. Then we laughed for a moment.
I bet you did.
And I said, I never knew. That you like pina coladas.
I'm going to also bet they didn't laugh.
Caught in the rain. Well, they did, Jay, and they got back together. It re-sparked their love. Huh. So that is my question. Is it a love song or is it not? This is a question I have had to ask myself because the reason I learned the lyrics to it was it's a great sounding song.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's one 100%. Of those that it's like, oh, can you play it in the cocktail hour at a wedding?
Yeah, I get it because everybody knows it. It's also you're kind of, I guess you're singing along but not really paying attention. I literally had no idea that's what the song was about.
Yeah.
I think I've heard it 1,000 times. I never knew.
It was their escape, and then the escape was they actually were still with each other.
Yeah.
And hopefully things got better. I'm assuming they did.
Steve, did you know that's what that song was about?
I did not know.
Okay. You know the song, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't not know the song.
Yeah.
If you watch Guardians of the Galaxy, you're going to know the song.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, it's in
there. It's in the soundtrack, of course. Yeah, I had no idea. Kelly says it's the best love story ever.
It does seem like a great love story. They were tired of each other. They both were seeking something else, and then they found
but something
one
else
another
was each
again.
Other. Yeah. Wow.
Well, if you only play the beginning of the song, then it's not a love song.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, well.
I was tired of my old lady.
Oh, man, that's a bad start.
We've been together too long. Yeah, that does not. Don't stop it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So play the whole thing.
Yeah, you got to get all the way through the end of the story.
Yeah.
You don't stop a love story in the middle. They all have that weird part in the middle where it's like, oh, you know, not get along. And then, oh, we fall back in love again. It's a movie.
Yeah,
it's a movie. It's a song.
It really is a movie.
Yeah.
They should have done it. Well, that is one thing that happens on today, this 10th of July, 2024. It is Pina Colada Day. Enjoy yourself. What a great day for it.
Yeah.
So hot. Just nice frozen pina colada.
How many people do you think are just laying in bed reading the newspaper these days?
Well, that song was in the 70s.
I understand. I think,
Jay, probably not as relevant.
I mean, it's just like
Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce. Is
our buddy Bruce from the Friday Bruce show. Like a worn-out
recording. Get to it. I read the paper in bed. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Of course you did.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Also, 1985, Coca-Cola announced that it would resume selling the old formula Coke.
Yes.
After 77 days of backlash.
Man.
They released new Coke. It lasted 77 days.
That's insane.
Before the company said there was so much heat that they had to bring it back, although they still consider the new Coke campaign a success because it got people so passionate and it brought so many people back to Coke, the original Coke.
Yeah, common enemy. The common enemy was new Coke. Did they fire the person who came up with that idea, or did they go?
I don't know. I think because they kind of make it sound like it was
a resurgence.
Yeah, like a resurgence. So it kind of worked out in the long run. Even
maybe.
If it didn't seem like it was. 77 days, that blew my mind.
That's got to be one of the shortest, you know.
Some of the public backlash included people booing ads at the Houston Astrodome. Okay, so that was like shown on live TV.
It was
just booing.
Like at a baseball game or something?
Uh-huh. And then.
That's funny.
I don't remember this. Dumping it in Seattle's sewers.
Oh, my.
People were just
probably cleaned it out.
Yeah, it's true. You dump Coke in a sewer. At least the old Coke. I don't know about new Coke.
Yeah, right. You couldn't even do that right.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
In the meantime, really, it's hot, Mom. I just want to go inside and have a popsicle.
Yeah.
Hot Mom.
Kevin James.
Easy.
I'm sorry.
Easy.
Well, you perked right up, didn't you?
Yeah.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
What's up, Garrett?
How's it going?
How you doing?
Good.
What's new?
Not much. Just hanging out.
First time ever playing Beat the Show?
First time. Never made it through.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Well, that's... are you nervous? Because I am.
A little bit.
Yeah.
How do you think you normally do when you're listening?
I do fairly well, depending on the topic.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
How do you feel about picnics?
I do fairly well, depending on the topic.
Yeah. That's a nice answer.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. I mean, I don't know how you rate your picnic game. It's kind of hard to do.
Yeah,
so.
Like, what do I know about picnics? I don't know.
I mean, I know how to have one. Other than that.
Yeah, you got a strong picnic game?
I know what to bring to picnics.
Well, there you go. That's you know what? I feel like that's a head start.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Garrett, let's see how we do here. 7 questions in 60 seconds. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
I'll do Kevin.
Okay, Kev. Okay. See you. Take your picnic basket and get out of here.
The last time I even had a picnic.
Man, that's...
It's years ago.
Yeah. Can I give a heads up or just a warning?
Sure, if you want to.
Question number 4. Watch out for that one.
Watch out for number 4. Okay. All right. When we get there, Garrett, I'll give you the, it's question 4. And then we'll all have a heads up. I'm sure that'll make a big difference.
Yeah, I think it's a good question, but it's probably no one's going to get it.
I appreciate it.
All right, Garrett, here we go. We're going to give you 60 seconds pass if you get stuck.
All righty, here we go. Here's question 1. There's a picnic in the opening scene of the movie Up. What is the name of the old man in the movie?
Carl.
The music video for the song Glory Days features a picnic. Who sings that song?
Pat.
Company Picnic is in the 5th season finale episode of The Office. What is the name of the paper company in The Office?
Dunder Mifflin.
George Seurat's famous painting, A Sunday Afternoon on the Island of La Grande Jatte, is currently at what Windy City Art Museum?
Modern Art Museum of Chicago.
What do you call the competitive game where participants put both of their legs inside of a sack or a pillowcase and hop?
Potato sack race.
The largest picnic ever recorded took place in Portugal. What is the official language of Portugal?
Portuguese.
What is the name of the cartoon who has an obsession with a picnic basket and is smarter than the average bear?
Yogi.
The second one he passed.
Glory Days. Do you know who sings that song?
I don't.
Okay. Kevin! Congrats on your win. We'll see how Kevin does.
Maybe four wasn't as bad as I thought it was. I don't know.
I mean, well, like I said, we'll see in a second here. Kevin's wandering back in. Still has that sucker. That thing's lasted 2 hours, man. Yeah.
Oh, it's the peach and cream, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that thing's awesome.
That's a good one.
Hang on for 1 second, Garrett. We'll see how Kevin does here. Kevin, 7 questions, 60 seconds. Good luck to you, sir.
Alrighty. There is a picnic in the opening of the movie Up. What is the name of the old man in the movie?
Clarence.
The music video for the song Glory Days features a picnic. Who sings that song?
Glory Days. Bruce Springsteen?
Company Picnic is in the fifth season finale episode of The Office. What is the name of the paper company in The Office?
Dunder Mifflin.
George Surratt's famous painting, A Sunday Afternoon on the Island of La Grande Jatte, is currently at what Windy City Art Museum?
Pass.
What do you call the competitive game where participants put both of their legs inside of a sack or pillowcase and hop?
Oh gosh, two-legged race? I can't remember.
The largest picnic ever recorded took place in Portugal. What is the official language of Portugal?
Portuguese.
What is the name of the cartoon who has an obsession with a picnic basket and is smarter than the average bear?
Out of time. We'll see how we did.
Okay.
I'm mad at myself for not... I should have just kept passing.
Yes.
I wanted to make you read question four again.
Oh, that would have been great. Just like pass, and then back to four again. Pass, back to four again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have been great.
Yeah, things to do next time, Kevin.
There is a picnic in the opening of the movie Up. What is the name of the old man in the movie?
Kevin said Clarence. That's my grandfather's name. Thank you, Kevin, doing that. Appreciate that. Carl was what Garrett said.
Carl is correct.
Wow.
Wow. Nice. Jeez, Garrett.
Wow. Okay, 1-0.
Yeah, Clarence close.
How'd you know that, Carl? I mean, how'd you know Carl Garrett?
It's a great movie.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry I asked. I feel like I've offended you.
Not at all.
Okay.
The music video for the song Glory Days features a picnic. Who sings that song?
Garrett passed, and Kevin said Bruce Springsteen.
I was looking.
Were you looking for the Gabby Barrett song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh wow.
I know. Did you say woof?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I mean, 1-0, Garrett.
I just okay.
One insult for Kevin, but 1-0 is the actual
I
score.
I love Gabby Barrett. I love that song. But when you say the song Glory Days.
I understand what you're
that's
saying.
That's Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, it's,
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Half a point? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's very generous for Garrett. We'll see if it matters in the scoring.
Company Picnic is in the fifth season finale episode of The Office. What is the name of the paper company in
Dunder
The Office?
Dunder Mifflin for everybody. 2-1-ish.
Yeah. Everybody's right. George Surratt's famous painting, A Sunday Afternoon on the Island of La Grande Jatte, is currently at what Windy City Art Museum? You know the famous one with the little dots that make up the painting?
Kevin passed, and Garrett said you said Modern Art Museum in Chicago?
Yes.
It's close. The Art Institute of Chicago.
Taking a look at this thing. Hold on.
Full point. Full point, Garrett. 3-1.
It's famous because it's got pointillism. It's made out of all those dots.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yep.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you saying all of this is...
It's just little dots.
Okay.
I think it's little dots if it was a wrapper.
Fascinating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Weird painting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a picnic.
All discuss. Is it, though? Why is there a man and a woman... And then just a weird guy with like a sleeveless shirt laying next to them.
That's what you do at picnics.
There's always a weird guy at a picnic.
There's always at least one weird guy at every picnic. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a
very famous painting.
Oh, yeah.
3-1.
What do you call the competitive game where participants put both of their legs inside of a sack or a pillowcase and then hop? looking for sack race or potato sack race.
Sack race, potato sack race was what Garrett said. Kevin was thinking of the three-legged race because he was thinking about the one where they tie their legs together. And
no, I was thinking about the bag, the sack. I couldn't think of it. Yeah. I was rattled.
Still thinking of the museum question. 4-1.
The largest picnic ever recorded took place in Portugal. What is the official language of Portugal?
I mean, everybody said Portuguese.
Everybody's right.
Oh, look at that.
What is the name of the cartoon who has an obsession with picnic baskets and smarter than the average bear?
Kevin did not get to that one. Every question that Garrett answered, he got right when he said Yogi there. So how do you feel about that, Kev?
Bad.
I mean, I don't know, though. Sometimes you can only control your own game. Even if you had done well, there's a strong possibility Garrett would have crushed you.
That's true. He was so good, it didn't matter what I did.
Exactly. That's
I'm happy for Garrett, and I'm proud of him.
I'll sack it up to listening to your show every day.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Garrett. That's a good lie. Hey, Garrett, hold on for a second.
Hey, Producer Steve.
Oh, boy.
Are you proud of me?
Hey, Art Boy.
Hold on, Garrett. Yeah.
Will you please look up the picnic on the river? What is it? A Sunday on Le Grand Jatte.
Yes. I'm looking at it right here, Kevin. I have it.
Okay. Have you never seen that before?
No, I've never seen it.
No, I'm...
It's in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's very famous.
I believe you that it's famous. Mm-hmm. I really do. But I just don't know Art.
It's a whole thing.
Right.
I'll be the first to say I don't know Art.
Yep.
What is going on with the lady who is standing closest to... She's in the far right corner of the photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it on your computer. She's closest to
us. What is going on with her behind?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It looks like they could put the picnic on her butt.
Well, I think that's just the way the dress was built, Kevin. I don't know. I think that was more of a thing of the times. I don't think she's...
You sure it's not a Kardashian?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know, my top three artists
have changed.
They have been for quite a while. Eric Church.
Kevin James.
This one's always hard. I don't know who's two.
So you don't know your top three.
Well, I don't know the order. I know who
they are.
In
no particular order.
It's Morgan Wallen and Sam Hunt.
Okay, yeah.
Those are my three favorites. Mm-hmm.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day. Kevin. Stat of the day. Kevin, stat of the day.
Stat of the day.
Kevin, stat of the day.
Just over 50%. Of restaurants / bars or lounges, whatever you want to call, a place that serves alcohol.
Okay.
Said that they have added this to their menu, their drink menu.
Their drink menu.
Pina coladas?
Within the last year, they have added this to their menu. What is it?
Watermelon wine?
Ooh, watermelon moonshine. I don't know if that's true. I know it's not the answer I'm looking for.
I feel like I should know this.
Steve, I know you're out and about at the bars a lot.
Yeah,
and,
big club guy.
Big restaurants with nice bars.
Yeah. Nice bars.
I'll tell you guys, I have noticed it because it affects my life greatly.
Okay.
The answer is mocktails.
Oh, yeah. There you
mocktails are all the trend right now. They are happening everywhere. And more restaurants and bars have said, yeah, we've noticed the demand for it. And so we've just started putting them on the menu.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
It is interesting because it used to be when I would go into a place, I wouldn't even consider it getting a drink. If I was with somebody that was having a drink, whatever, they'd get their drink, and I'd just be like, yeah, I'll just do water.
Right.
And then maybe sometimes I'd get crazy and have like a Sprite later on.
Sure.
But now it feels way more okay to say, what kind of mocktails do you guys have? Even if they're not on the menu. And then they'll be like, oh, we could make you anything with, you know, without alcohol. Or do this or do that. And they're really accommodating about it. And so I found myself ordering those more frequently.
Yeah, I could see it. Definitely,
now, the thing I haven't done yet, at a wedding that I DJed, they had a bunch of the non-alcoholic drinks.
Okay.
like the Trulies or whatever. I don't remember if it was a Truly, but it was like that.
Truly.
Whatever they call those things.
Seltzers?
Seltzers. Okay. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah.
And they had the non-alcoholic ones. I'm looking right here. Non-alcoholic nitro variety pack by Mocktails. What does this thing have? Oh, yeah. These are basically the kind of thing I'm talking about. It looks like a
Yeah, I didn't know seltzer. They made those, but it makes sense.
Yeah. And there's getting to be more and more of those options available. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe when I went to the lake this weekend, I should have done that. I should. I did walk in. And my sister-in-law, she had her one day where there was less people there. It was after the 4th.
Right.
I don't think she was in charge of cooking that day.
So she had no responsibilities, basically.
Except for drinking, apparently.
Hosting was a lot easier.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't have to, like, constantly be running around doing stuff.
Right.
I understand
She was very good at just having fun.
Just relaxing, yeah.
And I walked in, and she had a big old thing of, like, piña colada, something like that, in a blender. It looked delicious. And she's like, a little bit left. Do you want it, Kev? And I was like, no. I go, do you have a mocktail? And she's like, do you have a mocktail? And like made fun of me. And she was like.
She hurt your feelings.
Yeah, you little baby. I don't have a mocktail. But she's like, you can drink this. And then my brother's like, wow. Okay. Don't worry about his heart, I guess.